My youth was spent in a street.
Jürgen Schwening spent his early childhood in Greater Hanover.
One of the main differences between the time today and that time was that one lived in isolation. The street you lived in, that was your world. To cope with the demands of ordinary life and so on keeps you busy enough. And in any case, the perspective of a child is very different from that of an adult. An adult will worry about tomorrow and where to get this and that and that. As a child, you don't worry about those things. You take each day as it comes.
During the war, his street was no longer safe.
Now the planes swing down toward the ground, for it's a low-level raid to evade anti-aircraft fire and hostile fighter planes.
Partly because of the dangers of bombing, you didn't go out much.
So release the bombs, and down they stream. Havoc and destruction are made vivid by the strange effects of light. As seen by the airmen from high above, the bombs burst with a spectacular flashing of great circles of flame.
The school which I went to was bombed, and then our school was transferred to another school, which was also bombed out. We didn't get any school reports then for about 2 years. October 44, we were bombed out, we were in the cellar in the house. We were then evacuated, billeted onto a farm, into rooms that were never meant to be lived in. And so we lived there, in fact, for 10 years, from 44 to 54.
Martin Jefford visited Hanover 30 years later and heard what the Allied bombs had done.
We were told that after the war, there were just four major buildings left in Hanover. One was the Rathaus, which is the big town hall, and three others. They showed you models of it, and it was so badly destroyed that the city elders were thinking of abandoning the whole site and building elsewhere.
I do remember, walking through the streets where collapsed buildings and piles of rubble right and left, and a narrow path, on the streets where you had to go through. When my grandparents came to join us, because they were also bombed out, and then they were bombed out a second time in Hanover, we went with a handcart to Hanover from the village to try and collect whatever was still usable in the rubble and in the cellar. The hunger and deprivation set in after 45, when the German administration collapsed, reparations were taken out of the country. There was starvation and hunger.
Children in Bristol knew what being bombed was like and heard the news of the terrible conditions in Hanover after the war. German Newsreel, 1947.
Bishop Lilje von Hanover besuchte England.
Bishop Lilje from Hanover visited England. The bishop was presented with clothing and groceries by Bristol schoolchildren for their German counterparts.
What kept us alive, particularly children, was Schulspeisung, as it was called. It's food was served in schools in our case, actually Swedish organisations feeding German children after the war for maybe a year and a half or so. You took a dish with you and a spoon, and it was always soup.
A child's letter in the Evening Post.
We are sorry that your town has been badly bombed, and we know that in winter you have very bad weather. So we have collected many gifts so that you can go to school and perhaps to Sunday school.
The gifts from the children of Bristol were a drop in the ocean, but their symbolism began a relationship between our cities that has lasted a lifetime.
We hope it will soon be repaired, and when we grow up and you grow up, there will be peace between Germany and our isles.